evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole and my co-host King Chuck.
Chip. What up, though?
Definitely in the building. King
you
Chuck.
Know it.
What's good with you? How you feeling tonight?
And now worldwide, baby. Worldwide.
This is Convo number 24. Convo 24.
Damn.
Yeah, it feels good to be. We're close to 25. 25 is going to be here, and we got to do something special. You know, 25.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We,
what you got in
have
mind,
a guest, mashup, something. We got to do something different for the 25th.
What you mean, like rappers, poets, another
whatever.
Podcast host?
Anything. Maybe okay. We can feature you.
Me?
Maybe we can feature you.
I'm going to bless the mic. You already know.
So,
I'm going to bless the mic.
We're definitely going to do something for our 25th.
Okay. So, make sure y'all tune in for that one.
Absolutely.
Because I'm giving y'all a treat for free.
Yes. And maybe. If people don't know, I think we said this before on a previous convo, King Chuck is a poet.
Definitely.
So, he's going to grace you guys and let you hear some
absolutely.
Of the beautiful.
What I do, book. Listen, it's, look, you know, we're not me. We're born, baby.
Absolutely. So if you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud, make sure you go to iTunes and check us out. When you're on iTunes, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Leave us a 5-star review.
5 stars.
We
please.
Appreciate the love. If you love us, show us love by subscribing and rating. Hit me up on Twitter, Art Queen Tiffany. Hit me up on my Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, and hit King Chuck at The Real King Chuck on Twitter.
Right. The Real King Chuck.
Foshizi.
C-H-U-K.
There you go.
If you follow me, I'll follow back.
There we go. How's your week?
Awesome. I bought a new car, you know. My team's lost in the fucking March Madness bracket shit. But other than that, listen, like I said, I'm worldwide, baby.
Nice. How's the new car treating you?
It's alright, you know. It's a Honda Accord. I wanted the Challenger, but I'm married, so I got to think like that.
You got to think reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, rational.
Yeah.
Not go out the window and
no.
shit.
No.
Nice, but it's nice.
But, yo, that Challenger, that would have been a real good look. All the bitches would have been like, hey, Challenger.
Staring at your mole out the window.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah. You see the mole? Look, yeah, you bitch, get in. But, no, I can't do that. I'm married now. So, you know.
That's what's up. I'm happy for you guys.
So I did the right thing.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
you did the reasonable,
and it's good
sensible
on gas.
Thing.
And it was cheap, you know.
Absolutely.
2014, 10,000 miles. Yeah. I made a smart decision. I made a marriage decision.
A husband decision.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank and your you. Wife hit me because I was texting her like, are you excited? Do you like what you? I'm so proud of my husband.
You gotta, give him the accent.
I thought I did.
Oh gosh, no, man.
Look what he done did.
Man,
he got
the
right car.
You can't say car. You gotta say car with the car. I didn't know he was going to buy a new car. Hey, Nicole. Mix chuckles.
Yes. Happy wife. Happy life.
Happy life. Absolutely.
There you go. You're
so
learning. You understand how the game goes.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's a couple of things I want to get into tonight. I don't know if I want to start with something light. I want to go heavy.
You know me. Give it to me, man. Let's go.
So, I'm going to start with the chick in Florida. So, there's a woman by the name of O'Neill Morris who was sentenced to 10 years for injecting female patients with a deadly mix of ingredients. She was giving women the Brazilian butt lift, but she was sticking them with some ungodly...
Like cement and shit?
Fix a flat. Cement. Silicone. Super glue. All different types of shit she was just filling their ass
with.
Wait,
did these people know that she was putting fucking sensor blocks in their butt?
I'm not sure if they knew, but one girl that had it done, her name was Shatarker Newby. She died. She was 31 years old.
Mm.
And this was her homegirl. This was her people's. Mm. And she injected the shit that you, if you get a flat tire, the fix a flat that you just plug it up. She
right.
Plugging it in their asses. So she got 10 years for that. And I'm like, see, this is what TV does for us. It's like you see these women, these images on TV that this is what it is and this is what you have to be and this is what you have to look like to get a man or to be successful or to be found attractive or sexy. And people go great lengths to be this
far
image.
Far and beyond. Uh-huh.
And just being who you are. Just be who the fuck you are. So now you got some men, your shit hard as hell and
you really are a brick house.
You literally. And you're losing your life to have a hard ass.
Oh, the price of beauty.
The price
Isn't
of
it ironic? How about that?
Yes.
Huh.
So, what's your thoughts on that? First of all, I know I'm not a guy, but I know men, you know, you appreciate a woman with a beautiful body.
I've said this. This is convo number 24. I've said this about 19 convos. I love natural. All natural. Stop playing. No fake eyelashes, titties, booty. No, I don't want my wife to get a butt job or the stomach, tummy tuck. None of that shit. See? And this is why. Well, you know what? That's not even why I'm not a fan of that shit. But now you see the consequences of it. You know, look at Nicki Minaj. Her shit is drippy. Droppy. She basically got a soggy booty. Like, come on, who the fuck wants that? Come on, son. See? So, you know what? I was right. Now, I don't know every fucking thing, but I know that. I was right. I need my women natural. I don't want no weave and extensions and fingernails and... Look, I'm talking to you. You a bank teller. You got a good job, but your fucking eyelashes is leaning to the side. What the fuck is that? Why are you looking at me straight, but your shit diagonal? What the fuck? No, son. You see? Look, I'm good.
Now, but the crazy part is Miss O'Neill Moore, she's going to do 10 years.
That's it?
They were trying to give her 15 years, so the judge actually ended up giving her 10 years of jail time, prison time,
and
5 years of probation. But my thing is, who's the dumb one? Is Miss Boris the dumb one for actually putting this shit in their body, this dangerous, toxic combination?
Wait, did she know her best friend was giving her cement?
I don't know. We don't know that. But this wasn't the only one that has been affected by this. She had a clientele of women that she's been giving.
Hold on, the breast friend that implants, was doing that?
Yeah, Miss O'Neill, the lady that injected.
She got a portfolio?
She actually did time for impersonating a doctor. You know, she did like a year or two for impersonating a doctor and, you know, acting as she had a doctor degree and, you know, practicing medicine. So she's been doing this. She had a clinic and everything set up. But my thing is this, who's the dumb one? You know, allowing someone to stick foreign products into your ass, or the woman that feels that she needs foreign products in her ass. Now, you know your girl. You know this motherfucker is not no doctor. So anything that she does have can't be legit. Whether or not you knew it was Fix-A-Flat and cement and silicone, you knew it couldn't be the real deal because she's not a legal doctor.
So who's the dumb one?
So who's the fucking dumb
one? How about the motherfuckers that allowed her to practice her practice? How about that? Because that black boy that was impersonating the gynecologist, he's burnt. He's done. He could have did no shit like this. And he was just playing. This bitch is really giving shots.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Shots. Huh. Shots fired. What the fuck? Oh, so who's the dumb one? You know what? You gotta blame the system on this one. Because old girl, she trusted her as a friend. She got, you know, she got a portfolio. She got some shit. Oh, look, I did this for Stephanie and Tiffany and Gabby. And you see, look, they look real right? And you're like, yeah, girl, I'm just tired of my shit. Can you help me? Yeah, girl, look, I got you, you know. So you can't blame her. Can't blame her. If you can't trust your fucking friends, who can you trust? So you got to blame the system on that one. They allow old girl to keep doing what she was doing. Nah, it's their fault.
No, but you should know the limitations of your friends. Yes, you're supposed to trust your friend. But if I want information on cars, I'm going to my guy that's a mechanic. I'm going to my boy that, you know, studies cars. That has
different
cars. I
know my nigga work on cars.
Exactly.
He's been doing this. Forever. I don't even need car facts.
Yes. If I want something in regards to music, I'm going to ask Sussin Just that does music. He's a professional
musician. You know what?
Whatever the case may be.
Now that you say that, you right, but the only thing is, this is your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you have to pay attention to the research body. A little bit more. Well, a lot of it more. Yeah, you right.
This is your body. You don't just, you know your friend is not a doctor, so you the dumbass for allowing her.
But you said she had degrees or something, right?
No, she didn't have any degrees.
Oh, shit.
She was not, she had no degree, no medical schooling, nothing.
So she was just, look, I learned some shit. Look,
yeah.
I saw the tutorial on Facebook.
No, on YouTube.
On YouTube. Oh, like Minecraft.
Yes, exactly. She watching back-to-back videos of this shit
on
YouTube.
Well, you know what was stupid? Yeah, it's old girl.
So you the dummy. But, you know, no one would want to say speak bad of the dead. You know, R.I.P. Miss Newbie, but damn, come on.
Yo, can you imagine how heavy that coffin was with the fucking bricks in the booty? I'm so sorry. To the family, look, but wait. How many pallbearers she needed? No, let me stop. No, all right,
you going straight to hell?
No, I'm not, because I don't believe that. So I can't go to a place that I don't believe in. But you know that goddamn coffee was. The coffin was heavy. It was.
Oh my.
It was.
God, that boy.
It really
is
was.
Bad. Horrible.
Think
yeah.
about that shit.
So with all this being said, be careful of what you allow people to do to you. If something is cheap, doesn't necessarily mean it is right for you. Be careful. You might want them titties that perk up, but if you ain't going to Dr. Miami or a registered, approved, accredited doctor, go the other
way.
Wait
a minute. If she knew, that means she wanted a hard boot. Who the fuck wants a hard boot? You can't twerk with a hard boot. It don't. See, men don't move like that.
No.
Only when it's wet.
And no fix a flat. That's a plug.
So how the fuck? And when it form, like when it's dry, it's not round and. Oh man.
So
yeah.
Be careful, man. There's a lot of scammers out here. She's not the first case, but it's just amazing because you know she got 10 years. But
the price of beauty.
The price of beauty. It's not worth it. Be natural. If your titty's sagging, let them sag. Just get a better bra.
I got no ass. I got no ass.
You know. And the funny thing about that, Chuck, I've seen on Facebook women that have flat asses and what they will do to get a fatty, and they were wearing fucking Depends. They will put on multiple Depends to pad their booty.
Wow.
Like, where have we gone to as a fucking society where we're putting
on
Depends?
Magazines. What's wrong with women? Look, this is what men like. This is what you should do. That, you know what? That ain't even the case. We might follow a bitch on Facebook or social media because she got fake this and fake that, but we don't really want that. Look, it's a reason it's called eye candy. You bros need to stop playing. Yo, the price of beauty is y'all so insecure. It's sad, man. Get in touch with yourself, man. You know, stay natural. The natural hair. You're beautiful already. Let it go. God, yo, you putting cement bricks in your ass. It's like Martin said in fucking, what's that, Blue Street? Don't nobody want to go to Mexico. They'll put all kind of burritos in your ass. Look at that shit. You died because you got some bricks in your butt. Stop.
And, Birdman. It's crazy because just speaking of two people that just popped into my head automatically, Lil' Kim and Vivica Fox. They were so beautiful.
Vivica Fox too?
Natural. Beautiful. Oh. Natural. Now
I thought
you see
she was
Lil'
one
Kim.
Woman that was going to age gracefully.
Well, she didn't believe that. Lil' Kim is unrecognizable from when she came out and Get Money, short hair.
She really looked like Dja Dja Kabor. She really do, y'all.
She does. R.I.P. to Dja Dja. But she does. She looks like Dja Dja Kabor. I said that on Facebook and, you know.
You did?
She looks like Dja Dja Kabor. And Vivica Fox, her fucking face looks like it's caving in. Her nose looks like a pointy tip. You know, leave yourself alone. You are naturally beautiful. Beautiful.
See, this is what I'm getting. Vivica Fox, she did all that. She was beautiful. Age gracefully, you know, like fucking, what's the bitch that be singing and taking off her shoes and shit on stage?
Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, Patti. Be like her. You know, you want to get all this shit done and, you know, and then you got the nerve to be talking to us about how 50 Cent, like, fingers in his booty. Bitch, look at you. I don't get it.
The price of fame.
I like this.
The price of fame and keeping up with the times. And trying to stay
young. What times?
Young.
Is that the times now?
Well, people want to stay young.
Done?
People don't want to look their age. They want to be young bitches.
But you don't look young. You look like you had some work done. They get all that. They get new boobs, new ass, new face, all that shit. Look at your motherfucking neck. The neck don't lie, baby. Y'all forgot, huh? The neck don't lie. Y'all need to stop, man. Y'all need to bug it.
For sure.
So, it's no fucking, what you call it? What's his name? Ponce. The nigga that found the youth. Well, he thought he did. Ponce de Leon. It's no such thing. Let it go. You're supposed to age. The fuck is wrong with... See, it's a new spin on life. I need to let that shit go. We're supposed to grow old. Get it? There's no such thing as staying young forever. Who the fuck wants to stay young forever? You can't do it. You forgot what the fuck the meaning of life is. Stop. I'm done.
Word. And on that note, make sure you connect with us on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany, and my boy King Chuck, my co-host, The Real King Chuck, combo number 24. If you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you check them out on iTunes and SoundCloud. I want to talk about Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
And I want to talk about her on a couple of different fronts. So, we all know what Remy did to her. She sheeped to her.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj finally came back out with something a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Called No Frauds. Mm-hmm. And it was with Drake.
Ha, and, No Frauds.
Yeah, with Drake and Lil Wayne.
And had other niggas on.
And had her big brothers to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know your thoughts on that. First, before I even get your thoughts, I'm just start this off like this. It does not take you that long to respond.
Mm-mm.
And
mm-mm.
I think she did a disservice to MCs, because she is from Queens. Mm-hmm. So just think about the line, the lineage of Queen rappers. Queens right. rappers. You got the LL. You got the MC Shins. You got the Coogee Raps. You got the Nasir Jones.
Run DMC.
Mm-hmm. You got Prodigy and Havoc. Mm-hmm. Mobb Deep. We can summer. Go on and on
absolutely.
And on. So those are people that have been battle tested. You say something, we come back. MC Shin.
Kumo D, all of it, yeah.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So you come for me, I'm coming for you. That's what Queen rappers are known to do.
Uh-huh.
So for the fact that biggest she burrow. Took so much time to come back at Remy, and then when she came back, she came out with a pop song.
And other niggas.
I don't know other about niggas. That.
Me either. Look. Like I said before, I am a fan of Nicki Minaj. But in the words of, what's his name? Rosenberg? Yeah. Congratulations. You proved yourself. Right. Look, listen.
You mean DJ Khaled?
DJ Khaled too. Shit. You can't do no shit like, this is a beef. This is a battle. All right? And you got sheathered. And regardless of whether or not, you know, they trying to blackball her and not play the song because they didn't get the beat cleared and all this other shit. Nas even said it. He was like, I don't give a fuck. Play the shit. Go for it. This was her moment, her opportunity, and she did it. She did it well. And all we wanted, I'm speaking to myself too, as a fan of Nicki Minaj, all we wanted was a real response. Okay? You played yourself. You lost. And your comeback, wait, is a Justin Bieber joint. And you have Weezy and Drizzy Drake on the motherfucker. Like, wait a minute. You supposed to have him on some other shit to where as though, you know, you responded already. And now we just like, we gonna jump this bitch. But this is what you do. You come back right away with them on your shit. Nah, we ain't off that. You lost and you done. And I ain't a fan anymore. I'm sorry.
You know, my thing is this. In the streets, in the matter of hip-hop and just what the essence of what hip-hop is about, did she lose? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
the pop culture,
mm-hmm.
the music world,
mm-hmm.
she didn't take a L. She has a single now with Drake and Lil
and
Wayne.
Play over
and they
right.
constantly play.
They
play,
doing it.
Play,
I'm not beat.
Play.
See, they doing the same thing with her like how they did with LL. LL lost. Cannabis destroyed him with second round knockout. But what they did was they tried to say that, oh, you know, LL won the battle. No, he fucking didn't. Yeah. That was Def Jam talking. We not be. But they doing the same thing with Nicki Minaj. Bitch, you lost. You got sheep dirt. But she got something with the label to where, so, you know, they could play her joint, her little pop song, you know, and that's going to make it, you know, you feed it to a motherfucker 1,000 times, they going to like it 100 times. You know, yeah, that's all they doing.
The hook is catchy.
But it stopped.
But when you're trying to respond. Before the butt job,
you was a SpongeBob. Bitch, bye. You need to say something, all right, to combat that. I don't want to hear no pop joint. Stop. I'm not 14 years old. I don't need the Barbie, the pop shit. I don't need that. I need to hear your response to Before the Butt Job, you was a SpongeBob. I need to hear that.
But hold on. You're not a 14-year-old listener. But for the teenage, the teenage boppers that actually buy music like every day, daily, that's what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. And that song is streaming. The number is ridiculous what it's streaming as. How many plays she's getting. So, monetarily, she ain't... It was water off her back. It was nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you gotta look at both angles. As a hip-hop fan, as a true artist, as a person that respects the music, the culture of what the essence of hip-hop is, you understand that what she did, what she doing, like, she's whack for that. Like, you don't even have a response. You don't even want to come out with bars. You want to make a pop song and make money.
What Big say, she trying to recoup.
There you go.
Yeah, I get it. You know, but I ain't beat. I ain't off that. You lost, baby. So sorry. Lost.
Hey, look, I disagree with y'all, man. First of all, she killed the shit. She killed it.
Who's she?
Nicki. She killed it. All I'm saying is, somebody placed a phone call, and they got in contact with Nas and Columbia, or Universal, whoever it was, and they shut Ether down, the beat, so Remy could not put that on the radio. They reached out to Clear Channel, who owns all these radio stations, and these niggas is not playing Sheether, and you ain't heard that shit on the radio in a minute. Only thing you heard was Nicki shit, and that's the win. That's like Hov and Nas and shit. We recap on that. Hov won the war. Nas won the battle, but Hov won the war.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing this trend all over again. This shit is all business.
Yeah.
It's all business. And she's doing her thing. She know her fan base. Just like my wife said, yo, they all streaming, downloading her shit, and the numbers will talk at the end of the day. So think about it. Just think about it from that perspective. What we heard from Remy. We seen Remy on Hip Hop Squares. That's it. That's all we seen of Remy. That's all we seen of Remy.
Circle gets a square.
Circle gets a square. That's all we seen of Remy. We ain't seen Remy. No more on the radio. We heard at least. You know what I'm saying? Besides the Joe record. You know what I'm saying? But that's it.
You got a point there. But I'm like I said, I'm not beat, man. They doing the same thing like they did with LL and Cannabis. And Cannabis beat L. I'm
what
sorry.
What do you
mean? LL ain't had a response. Whatever.
His verse was tough on that.
All his verses. All his albums. That shit did not fuck with Second Round Knockout. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying, who had the better verse in Second Round Knockout?
Huh? Cannabis.
What?
Cannabis.
L ended the song and murdered that shit, right?
No, you talking about
about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, that's it. That was it. That
the
was
only line he said was
he counted down to end the Cannabis' career.
Hold
that
up.
That was it.
The only look, I'm gonna tell you LL's only line that was hot.
You don't want to battle this. You want to idolize a nigga. You want to make mad. You want to socialize.
You want to socialize. That was it.
The whole verse was tough that LL spit, yo.
According to Def Jam.
Oh.
Well, if you got the machine behind you, that's all you really need.
That's it.
In
that's
the sense of money. But when we're talking about Nicki. Lyrics, bar for bar, you got to come beyond. Your sales don't matter in the sense of we're talking about mono.
Can y'all tell me a hotline from Nicki's pop's phone? a response to
I Jimmy? Don't got no names. That's all I know, the hook. I don't know the bars she spit, but the hook got my feet going. I don't got no names.
Nikki got a couple lines on that joint that's pretty hot, yo. I mean, you, like, I don't...
Pretty
like,
hot for who?
For, I mean, I said Remy. I'm sorry, Nikki. Nikki got a couple lines
on I'm that saying joint. For who? Like, it, in other words, is she only good when she's beefing with Lil' Kim?
Nah.
Because Lil' Kim ain't got it right now. You know, Lil' Kim ain't circa 1999. You know, we talk about 2017. Lil' Kim ain't popping right now. Remy will give her that work when it comes to lyrics. Mm-hmm. And she knows that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Remy had one hot weekend.
Hey, that's all you need. You know, say what you want. Remy Ma is getting her money. She's doing her shows. You know, all you need, and this is for anybody, all you need is one hot song, and you could take that song and be eating, and doing shows, right. Doing shows. Uh-huh. She stay on the road. She got a love in hip hop. She getting her dollars. Her bills is paid. She ain't worrying about bills like the average 9-to-5 person.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can say what you want.
Mm-hmm.
She doing her thing. And at the end of the day, if we're talking about the essence of hip hop, it ain't about all the other shit. It's about the she sheathed her with that record.
So here's a question. Do you think, being a hip-hop fan and listening to music, did Pat write that verse for Remy? You listen to a lot of
Pat the way rappers. She spit it, the way she delivered it, I think Pat had something to do with it, or had an influence.
Influence? It don't sound nothing like none of Remy's records. Yeah. It sounds just like a Pat.
But I don't give a fuck. I mean,
it's tough. The record's tough. What I'm saying is, that don't sound like Remy. That sound like Pat Paul. If you dissect that record and you listen to it, it sound like Pat Paul.
It does, though. I mean, you know.
You still got to deliver it. Yeah, you still got to put it
and
out.
And the way she delivered it, yeah, you know, I hear Pat. I'm sorry.
Everybody is influenced by somebody.
And I ain't mad at that. I ain't knocking enough. But she didn't have nobody else on the joint like Nicki did.
So. It is what it is.
I look, like I said, I'm a fan of Nicki, but I ain't off that. I don't want to hear that shit.
So, or would you say that you're disappointed, or you are very pleased with what
very,
she put
I'm
out?
Very disappointed. I'm very disappointed. Even if she did like what Meek and Drake did, just have something, you know. Something. Give me something. You'd be like, you know what? At least she spit facts. You know, like Meek did with Drake. Yeah, it was facts. Drake did get smacked by Puffy, and he ran out crying and screaming and shit. Okay, all right, yeah, I'll go with that. You know, the song was corny, but that was facts. I can't, and I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fuck with Nicki.
So I want to pose that to the people. What's your thoughts? Were you pleased with what Nicki Minaj came back with, or were you disappointed? Please or disappointed? So let us know. I want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, get back.
Are you
pleased
or disappointed with No Frauds? I'm going to put that poll
up.
No
Frauds.
And find out what people think.
Her butt melted, but No Frauds, the name of her song. Okay, all right, let me stop.
No Frauds.
No Frauds.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny when we talk about the title, because she switched up her whole look, sound, everything when she got put on. But No Frauds.
What Remy says, bitch, you had a leather beehive on your head. Are you dumb? Oh my gosh.
Facts.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Facts.
But No Frauds, stop.
No Frauds. Alright, make sure you connect with us on our social media. Hit me up on Twitter, our Queen Tiffany. And hit me up on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. And my co-host, he's on Twitter, The Real King Chuck.
You know it.
This is Convo number 24. Convo 24, one away from 25.
Yo, that's awesome. That is awesome.
We're going to make the 25th one real special for you, Mo's. And we just did a mashup this week with my boy D Murph from Why Not Sports.
Shout out to D Murph.
Flagrant 2. down with the DMs. I told the boy he's like the Steve Harvey of this podcast. He's working. He's busy. He's networking. I'm not mad at him. He's trying to build his brand. Get it? Get it? Houston, show us Texas. The blueprint. Let us know.
That boy put them on the map.
For Sheezy. So, yeah, make sure you check us out. Listen, subscribe, rate, and review. You got love for us, go send that love onto our iTunes page and, you know, just write a nice little 5-star review.
5 stars. We need 5.
So Sheezy. I wanted to get into sticking to hip-hop and talk about Fetty Wap.
Oh.
The P-Town boy. Did you hear about what happened to him this weekend? Or this last weekend or something like that?
Something.
Like, he's shooting it out in a deli in Patterson?
He was shooting?
His people was shooting. It was a shootout. Someone got hit. Someone just got arrested. And I don't really care about that situation. What I care so more about is, like, you being worth money. You being worth something. You having a, you know, it's all subjective, a successful career. And you out in the hood doing dumb shit or getting caught up in dumb shit. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. And I think, like, nobody wants to change who you are. You know, just because you make money or have money, it doesn't mean that you should stop being what you are or showing love to your hood. But it's certain things that you just can't do or put yourself in a situation. Like, not everybody is happy for you. A lot of people want what you have. And my boy, Fat Joe, said it best. Jealous ones still envy. So, you can't go in the hood flossing and think that everybody is going to dap you up or want to pitch you. No, some people want to take what you got. So, what's your thoughts on that? Like, especially for dudes that make it and still try to be in the hood.
Well, first of all, for Jersey artists, period, it's hard to make it. Okay, let's clear that up. You got to be, like, extra extraordinary. Okay? And for him, yo, every single song on his album was a fucking hit. I didn't necessarily agree with that, but, you know, here we are. And it's been a while, but nevertheless, he's at that point to where as though he's big, you know? So to hear some shit like this to where as though he was involved with some dumb shit, you know, somebody took something from him and he had his homies, his goons, as you put it, you know, go back after it all, and like, you need to sit the fuck down. First of all, you only got one eye, so you know your perspective, you know, your perception is already fucked up, and maybe that shit is true. Our shit is 2025. Your shit is 1738. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe you need to sit the fuck down and just, you know what, you know what, sit this one out, okay. Get back to your man. What's his name? Monty? Whatever the fuck is.
Yeah, Monty. Right,
yeah. And do something. No, you need to follow up. Because right now, you bugging, bro. And I'm from Jersey. We from Jersey. We don't even fuck with Patterson like that. We really don't. I don't know why. You know, P-Town. I don't know. So just sit down. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to go in on him like that. But yeah, baby.
It's just silly to me because he got so many people depending on him. Like, you are the breadwinner. You're taking care of so many people. And I remember him saying that he take care of his whole family. Literally, he said he's taking care of not just his mother, father.
He made a lot of money.
He's taking care of a lot of people. So why put yourself in that situation where you can shut? They can
easily
shut that.
He got one plastic eye.
You going back to this eye shit.
I can't help it.
But that one plastic eye made this motherfucker a lot of money. Like, don't risk it. You got, like, 4 baby mamas. You know, and matter of fact, his daughter just had a birthday. Because they had an interview with him. And I kind of respected what he said. They asked him about his birthday, his daughter's birthday. She turned one. And he was like, they was like, I heard she got a Maserati hot car or whatever to ride around. And he was like, I don't know where you heard that from. But and the paparazzi kept asking, so, you know, what is the big thing? What was her big gift? He was like, the gift was me being there. And I thought he was saying it on some main shit. Like, you know, I'm Fetty Wap. And he was basically saying, you know, kids only remember mommy and dad being there. And mom and dad was there.
Right.
So I respected that. So you got a decent head on your shoulder. So why are you putting yourself... You can't be Fetty Wap being on a corner in Patterson.
It's that eye, son. He don't have a clear eye view. You know? If he was a lawyer when OJ was going through his shit, could you call him an eyewitness? No. No. Yeah. Remember, I said it. He needs to sit down. I'm sorry.
Take several seats.
Several.
Hey, look. Yo, Fetty's a man, yo. Because there ain't too many artists coming out of Jersey. So you need to appreciate what he got. You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, Fetty, what's up with this new album, yo? You just buzzing off this first one. What's the second one going to do?
I said that.
What's the second one? If you need songwriters, holler at me and my squad. We write them songs and you go platinum, my nigga.
But nigga, y'all can't go platinum for yourself, so stop.
All jokes aside, though, like, Chuck, since you've done music, I've done music, what would you do if you had the big record deal? Would you run for the hills? And if you had to come back to the bricks, would you wear your chain or all the shit that he got robbed for?
I would have did like DMX did and had some shit already done to it, though. I could drop some shit in 6 months. Yeah? I Spy.
Yeah, but you're missing the point.
Another album.
Would you come back
to the hood? Would you be flossing and coming back to the hood?
Or would you be low-key when you come visit the hood to see your family and shit?
I would have some shit, but I wouldn't be flossing. I wouldn't have no, you know, Maserati, Go-Go Power Wheels for my baby.
But
I would have something. I would have took care of my whole family. But I took care of my family. I'd have did some shit to his locker and been like, you know what, Ma, you ain't got to work no more for the rest of your life. I'd at least make sure I did that.
Yeah, but the nigga got robbed for his chain. That's the big thing.
Was he at? Was he in the Chicken Shack when he got robbed?
He was in the deli.
What deli? Was it Subway's? In Patterson.
Yeah.
What time of day was? Was it a nighttime?
Doesn't matter.
So he went to order some wings, and you know he got more than he bargained for.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you gonna wave steak in front of wolves?
That might have been me too, but at the same time, you know, I'd have had a burner on me or something, or some goons to handle that.
He had a squad with him. It wasn't just like
one person robbed the whole squad.
No, they were trying to do something to him. It didn't go down. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
Shootout occurred.
Wow. Well, you know what?
But he lost his chain.
Yeah, he lost his chain. So they got to him. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe he could have handled shit differently. Maybe he could have had somebody else go in and order wings for him. I don't know. I'm just saying, I really don't know. It's hard. Cause I don't see it as flossing. I like jewelry. I had nice watch or something like that, some earrings or something. I'd have had something decent on, but I really can't answer that one.
But I think hubby made a good point. Like, these motherfuckers are hurting out here. They on
and
Section 8.
And Patterson of all places.
You know they on subsidized housing.
We know Patterson. It ain't but two projects in the motherfucker.
But regardless of that,
Montgomery and Alabama. And you don't want to be caught up in either one of them spots. So,
but Patterson is not good either. How many projects you got? The point being, as people, it's people that's struggling. You can't come in there dangling food in front of hungry people. They will start looking at you. The wolves will come out.
Right.
So you gotta kind of be low pro. Yeah, you don't come in being Fetty Wap. You need to come out being whoever.
And he's coming in there. I want you to be mine again, baby. I don't know, man.
The one thing that you can do for your community is to give back. You know, when you come back, not to just ride through showing I'm Fetty Wap, but if you come back and say, hey, I made it, I'm going to show y'all how to make it, or I'm going to help y'all make it, and doing something good for your community. Like someone like, what's the football? Victor Cruz. He's from Patterson. But when he goes back, he's not flossing
another
the Bentley.
Nigga from P-Town.
He's coming back saying, hey, you know, I'm doing different programs. I'm putting money into the community. And that's the mentality that we got to grow to have, man. You coming back just to floss a motherfucker. Check out this Maserati. Check out this Porsche. Check out this Lambo.
Yeah,
what are you doing? Motherfuckers is going to hunt for you. Because what are you doing? You just, you don't just say, nah, 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 nah. Then speed off. Hey, you ain't welcome in the hood if you ain't bringing nothing back.
He probably
back.
Wasn't even welcome in the beginning. So, yeah, you right, yo.
So, I don't know. It's just...
Niggas!
Exactly. And niggas is gonna be niggas until we grow up and, you know, learn to be something more than just that. So it's hard, you know. I get it. You want to still come back to your block, but your block, you know, the love ain't there when they struggling. The love
ain't there, and you don't want sauce no A1.
So that's Fetty Wap, man. Fetty Wap in Jersey getting, and you know it's gonna be more to the situation.
I love Jersey. Yo, we the one state that rock like A artist. I love it.
That's true.
But that's fucked up, though.
It's facts. It's facts. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully he don't get hemmed up for this. You know, it doesn't become something bigger than this. And, you know, people lose their lives over this.
Yeah.
Because it can get senseless real quick. So.
He got one eye. He can't see nobody.
Shit. And that's even worse for him. He don't see this bullet coming for his ass. You know? So, Fetty, man. Take your money. Go to the suburbs. Set up a little charity for the poor people in Patterson and keep it moving.
Get a house on a hill in the middle so you can see anything. Stop. Let me stop.
Hey.
But seriously, I'm just playing.
Not. All right, y'all. This is convo number 24. Convo number 24. If you missed any of the previous convos, make sure you check them out on iTunes and SoundCloud. I got to do this. I want to talk about, I don't know if you saw it, but it was something that made sense, but didn't make sense. But it's like when the shoe is on the other foot, we get the death penalty. But when other people do it, it's like they get slapped on the wrist. I'm talking about Bill O'Reilly.
Yo, this motherfucker. But you know what? Before I even get started, you go ahead and say what you about to say.
Okay, so Bill O'Reilly, he went in on California Representative Maxine Waters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I respect her. She's a G, and she's been doing this for a minute. She ain't new to this. She chew this, and she say whatever the fuck she want to say. So basically, she was doing her speech or something. I guess she was doing something, and he was on Fox News where he works. He was doing Fox in the Morning or something like that, and they showed a clip of her speaking, and basically he had the nerve to come at her in regards to her hair. He was like, well, I don't really know what she said. I wasn't paying attention to anything she said. I was too focused on the James Brown wig.
Racist bastard.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different undertones of him saying it, and everybody is keying and laughing at his comment. It was one woman on there that was like, nah, that's not right. You can't speak about how a woman looks or how she dressed. She's very attractive. Oh, I never said she wasn't attractive. I'm just talking about her wig. Her wig is just like James Brown's.
It was funny. I would have said some shit like that too. It was funny. But
when you're in that position, you're a white man and you're talking about a black woman. And to me, it's not just a harmless joke. Because you know there's some other shit underneath. There's always some
truth in it.
But. Yeah. It's beyond that. And it's just not the time and place to do that. Now, if you say that in off camera to your friends or your colleagues, whatever. No harm, no foul. But when you put this on a national morning show in front of millions of people to hear or witness what you're saying, I got a problem with it.
Okay. Here's the problem. First of all, he's on, Fox News. Now, that... Not for nothing. We could say what we want, but that's like the number one cable show on all the cable. So that's the problem right there. He's really that big, whether we agree with it or not. Excuse me. Second of all, that was some racist shit, but it was also funny. So sometimes we don't always have to be so quick to be, oh my God, I can't believe he said it. It's no outrage. Right? He said that was some funny shit. It was ignorant. It was racist. But it was fucking hilarious. Right? So cut the shit. But again, at the same time, this is coming from a fucking rapist. I'm sorry. He hasn't been convicted of rape. But, you know, there's been since like at least 2002. It's been, what, 13, 14 cases of sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Him and the owner or CEO, whatever the fuck you want to call it, of Fox News. So with that being said, it's like you know, when the fuck are we and Fox News going to take this shit seriously? To which, though, like, first of all, he needs to be fired and locked the fuck up. This way, you know, whenever he says something, you know, we don't even have to worry about it and deal with it. And also, he disrespected an elder. Like, this is somebody, this is one of the few people we have in Congress on our side. Mm-hmm. So, never mind the James Brown. I'm telling you, that shit was fucking funny. But never mind all of that. Let's just keep in mind, you know, it doesn't need to be an outrage for that. Like, oh my God, no, he did. But at the same time, this is also, like I said, this is coming from somebody who, you know, handles women like they're just sexual objects and shit and should be locked the fuck up for that. So, I think that's the bigger issue. You know, well, why is he still able to talk?
The thing is this. First of all, I was offended by the comment because I think some things are better left unsaid. Mm-hmm. And my thing is this. We're getting all bent out of shape about the comment. Yes, it was a racist comment, mm-hmm. but it's there to distract you. Fuck, he doesn't care what she's saying, you know, because what she's saying, she has something to say. He said
that. I don't even know what she's saying.
And, the you know, you don't care about the message.
Right. Look at her wig.
Exactly. So that's what you're focused on. So it kind of diminishes the point, the stance, the what we're trying to convey to people when all you care about is her fucking hair. Meanwhile, he lost custody a few years ago of his children because of domestic violence against his wife.
Hmm. So it's like, forget about that.
Who are we to? We're talking about somebody's hair, but you have so many allegations of harassment in the workplace. You got lost custody of your kids.
I'm sorry, they're not even, like, what do you call it? They're not even allegations anymore. They paid each and every, after they fired them, he paid each and every last single one. Like, Fox News, they have their own lawyers, and the lawyers make sure it don't go to trial, but he has to come. He done paid a little bit more than $13, $14 million to each of them. So, it's no longer allegation. It's no allegedly. He did what the fuck he did. You know? So, and he paid them to
shut up.
Yeah. So, it's no more allegations. He is fucked up. We know that. So, like I said, the real issue is, alright, you know what? I feel as though we need to get him the fuck out of here. But, like, getting back to your point, what the fuck are they, you know, trying to distract us from? What exactly?
They don't want the truth to be told. They don't want to hear what these people got to say, the people that's really trying to uplift our community. They don't want to hear what they got. They want you to spend a week or so talking about this wig. Mm-hmm. Right? But what a couple things. I respect Maxine Waters because they interviewed her. And I'm going to play the clip. I got to find a clip, but I'm going to play it right now.
Let me just say this. I'm a strong black woman, and I cannot be intimidated. I cannot be undermined. I cannot be thought to be a friend of Bill O'Reilly or anybody. And I'd like to say to women out there everywhere, don't allow these right-wing talking heads, these dishonorable people, to intimidate you or scare you. Be who you are, do what you do, and let us get on with discussing the real issues of this country. Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes have no credibility. They have been sued by women. They have had to pay millions of dollars out in fines for harassment and other kinds of things. And so we know about that checkered past. And we also know that when a woman stands up and speaks truth to power, that there will be attempts to put her down. And so I'm not going to be put down. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to stay on the issues.
So we know she can hold her own. She can definitely hold her own when it comes to him. You know, she's an old, strong black woman, as she says. And, you know, she's dealt with many men like him in her 78 years on this earth. So that's nothing to a giant. Small things to a giant. But it's just like, if it was a black journalist, reporter, correspondent that says something crazy you know, anybody, oh, he would have to issue an apology within those 24 hours. This motherfucker won't have a job, you know, be on an unemployment line. But it's a double standard.
And Fox News damn sure wouldn't have defended no black man. I'm sorry. No, I don't give a fuck if you are the black man, you the host of this show, which is the number one show on cable network. Who gives a shit?
Let it have been Don Lemon on CNN. They would have roasted his sweet ass. He would have been done.
Yo, he is so... Never mind, let me stop.
But the, you know what I'm saying? He's very tough. They would have let him go.
Yeah, what?
Quick with the win.
With nothing.
They wouldn't have defended him. CNN would have been like, oh, sayonara.
And he's so polite. But all it takes is one mistake. Yeah.
One slip up. You know, whether it was in... in jest, he was just playing, you know, it was just a joke that went wrong.
I mean, really, she does wear a fucking wig. She's old. She has on a fucking wig. Oh, it's a James Brown wig. That's fucking, I'm sorry. That's funny. Y'all need to stop. That's not even like, if you're outraged about that, how the fuck can you not be outraged about the real fucking problems and issues we have? Like, come the fuck on. Because he said, look at her James Brown wig. Yes, it was racist and offensive. I said that. But that's funny. That's fucking funny. God damn, people. So fucking sensitive.
We are. We are sensitive. You can't say too much about black people.
So
you can't say too much about gays.
I don't know what she said, but look at her James Brown wig.
A lot of people, a lot of groups you cannot say too much about before the community, them activists will come hunting for your ass. You can't say nothing about, you can't wear furs and shit. You know, I just got a fur for Christmas, and I'd be damned if I go into the city and Peter roll up on me.
Hey, all right, let them roll up on you. But if they start spray painting and shit, all right, I'm going to jail. You ain't got to do nothing. I'll go to jail. Come on now.
$3,700 for assault and battery. That's the bail money.
Okay. All right, yeah, look. My brother got it. I'll go to jail. Don't spray paint. You can say whatever the fuck you want, but don't spray paint my sister.
But that's what they do. Spray paint on your shit. Disrespectful. Like, oh, I ain't worked 2 years to get my shit.
What exactly does that solve or prove?
Shit, nothing. Come on. You know, and
I didn't even kill this animal. I'm just wearing it on my body. But you gonna spray paint it? Come on now. That's not a violation.
And the crazy thing is, some of these people are not even vegans. You know, they eat meat, but they're not even fucking vegans. But you worrying about what I put on my back.
You know, I know that. Is every member in PETA, whatever the fuck you want to call it, are they vegetarians? No. I guarantee you they had chicken salad before they started marching and protesting and shit. Fuck out of my face.
With extra Caesar dressing.
Fuck out of here. Sprinkle a little bacon on it, make it a Cobb salad. Bitch, bye. Fuck out of here.
Yo, true life. Yo.
I'm sorry though, but that was, come on. This bitch, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about, but she got on the James Brown wig. How the fuck is that not funny? I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to stop. James Brown wig.
It's all about perfect calculation. Talk about fucking a wig. We're going to be talking about it for a week or so in the news. And you're going to miss the point on what she's saying.
One of my favorite comedians of all time, Dave Chappelle. He don't even think about shit like that. James Brown wig. Oh, my God. And the next time you see a clip of her talking, you're going to look at her head and you'll be like, you know what?
It makes me want to. No, that's not James Brown.
Shut up. You might want to do James Brown. You know what? He's still a sexual predator. We gotta get him the fuck out of there. So fuck him and Fox News. I'm sorry.
Double fucks to Fox News. I tip my hat off
to Maxine, you know, because she's still doing her thing. She's still going to do her thing. So,
for sure.
You know, that's a strong woman, like she said herself. So, but that was fucking funny. I'm sorry. But all right.
Yeah. Okay. Convo 24. King Chuck. Before we started recording, I just happened to check my phone, mm-hmm. and I saw that your beloved Knicks, took another L regards to your starting point guard, mm-hmm. Mr. D. Rose. Mm-hmm. He's out with a tear mm-hmm. on his meniscus, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, how much more can a Knicks take? They wasn't doing shit with him playing, mm-hmm. but now that he's injured, like... They really ain't gonna do anything. But I was looking at the construct of your team and how it was built at the beginning of the season and mm-hmm. what it is now. D-Rose is out.
We're supposed to win Vegas had us for at least like 35 games. Yeah. Win in the win column.
That's not happening. Mm-mm. But D-Rose is out. Noah has been hurt. I don't think he's playing.
$71 million down the drain.
There you go. Then you got Brandon Jennings, who's now shooting and hooping for the Washington Wizards right now.
I'm happy for him.
Melo is just
interesting. I love Melo, but he
his heart is not in New York. He got the big checks.
But it ain't with the Knicks.
Yeah. He wanted to be home.
That's what the fans don't understand. Right, right.
But he didn't want to play.
They basically, you know, shoot him away.
So, you know, I'm laughing because you feel my pain. Like, I like the Jets, you like the fucking Knicks. So we're kind of like in the same boat that we suck, and we're gonna notoriously suck.
Yeah. This is the problem. Y'all shit can be fixed. Ours can't.
No, I mean, you got pieces. You got Porzingis, right?
Okay.
He's the launching pad. He's your foundation. You got to build around your nucleus, and that's him.
Will Dolan do that? I don't know.
Well, Dolan wanted the shiny thing. He wanted Phil Jackson because he got the 11 rings and
See,
all that
See, I said this before. We as fans, we've been screaming for somebody in the front office to take control of the team and introduce a system that works, and we bring in Phil Jackson, who is the fucking Zen master, and his way works. 11 rings, you know, he was with us as a player at one point, all of that shit, and it's not working. Whether it's past his time or he just doesn't have the right personnel, whatever case may be, he's been here long enough to where, though, at least we could have had a winning season, you know, under his regime. And it has not panned out. And so he needs to go. All right? They blamed it on Melo and Rose. We knew Rose was a fucking liability in the first place when we got. That's why we got him for cheap. Everybody need to shut the fuck up. We know what the problem is. I know what the problem is. Get rid of the fucking owner. Okay? That's not going to happen. No one's going to sell their team away. Okay? But that's the problem. So as long as he's the owner of the Knicks, yeah, they're going to fucking hook up Madison Square Garden and make it nice and pretty and more beautiful than what it already is and all of that shit. And, you know, and they're going to keep trying to market, we're the world's most famous arena. Nobody cares. We need to start winning fucking playoff games again. And that has not happened since 2012, 2013. The point is, enough is enough. Okay? I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. I had the remedy. See, look. This is what the fuck we need to do, right? Check this out. Right? You get rid of... Alright, let's say you can't get rid of the owner, so we still got the owner.
Yeah, that's negative.
Alright. You get rid of Phil Jackson and his whole triangle shit. Okay. Let's bring back Van Gundy. Alright? Let's bring him back. Little bald headed motherfucker.
You don't want that fucking headache that got stumped on and his hair was just.
Or I have one even better. Black coach. Mark Jackson. Bring him back. Right? We actually have, you know, a draft pick this season. Right? Let's get either that boy Fox from Kentucky or you can get that boy Jackson from Kansas. Okay? Get one of them two. Play with Porzingis. Alright? You can get rid of Noah. Alright? You got... You know what? You keep Melo for as long as he feels as though he want to stay, whatever. Right? You get rid of Rose. There's still value. You can get rid of him. All we need is a decent point guard. We had the money and the funds to do so. So now, right? We have a mediocre squad. Right? You get them two boys, like I mentioned, Jackson and Fox, right? We can build from that. But you gotta listen to me. We gotta get rid of the fucking triangle. You gotta get rid of Jackson and bring in Mark Jackson. This motherfucker knows guards like nobody's business. Alright? Golden State is Golden State now because of Mark Jackson. Ain't no fucking white man Steve Kerr. Let's not forget that. Mark Jackson put that fucking team together and they only won like 15, 20 games, and when he came in, and then the fucking next year, he took him to the fucking playoffs. And this is in the West. okay? In the fucking West, you have to win at least like 60 games in the West to make it to the playoffs. Let's not forget what Mark Jackson did, okay? That's what the Knicks need. Listen to me. I got us.
The thing about that is that right now, teams, players, free agencies, they want to play with winners. They're not going to a team that's just building, that's starting, that's, you know, trying to put something together. They want to be with name players, proven players, veterans. Just like KD had his time to go to free agency, he went to Golden State. People don't want to be in a rebuilding situation. And nowadays, back in the day, it was a big thing to play in the Garden. Right, to go to New York, the mecca of basketball.
No more.
That's not the case anymore.
Now, if you're the visitor team, oh, this Garden, I'm about to shit on the Garden. That's what it is now.
It's not a big deal anymore. So, New York is not enticing to a free agent, a big free agent. It's just not at this point in time. And I don't necessarily think that it's Phil Jackson or he has to go. Phil Jackson ain't coaching, no matter what. I don't care if you tell somebody what the triangle is, you tell them from A to B to Z. Does not matter if you don't have the master showing, teaching these people this, because they're young kids, mm-hmm. how to do this, you're not going to fully understand and comprehend or do it to the level in which you need to do. So I don't necessarily think it's Phil Jackson, and I don't necessarily think Phil Jackson is the right person to run mm-hmm. the team, or he's never been a in management, or, you know, so I don't get it. But New York, you guys got a long way before you relive the glory days. So hold on to your horses, New York fans, because it's going to be another losing season. That's why I don't follow basketball. I only follow LeBron.
All the gray hairs on my body is because of the Knicks, man. A little bit of the Giants, but more so the Knicks.
Yeah.
And the Mets, too. Let me stop. Yeah, the Mets, too. But everybody else has been good of lately. It's just been my fucking Knicks. If my Knicks can just get back to winning. I'm tired. It made me tired.
Good luck with that. This is Convo number 24. Convo number 24. If you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you check us out on iTunes or SoundCloud. While you're on iTunes, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, our Queen Tiffany. Follow me on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Holla at my co-host, my brother, King Chuck, at The Real King Chuck. It's that time.
We done?
It's that time.
Already? Oh, wait. I get to do my, hear ye, King's Corner?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. The problem is, it was about Bill O'Reilly. I got everything out I wanted to say about that motherfucker. But you know what? You know what? No. Let's do it.
So it's that time. You know what time it is, what y'all been waiting for. Right now, let's get into King's Court.
Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All rise for the honorable me, motherfucker. Shit. Now, tonight's episode of King's Corner, I want to talk about, you know, yours truly, fucking Bill O'Reilly. The only thing, I don't even want to talk about, you know, the racist comments he made about Maxine and her wig and all of that shit. I just want to talk about the fact that, how come he still has a job? You know, this motherfucker has been sexually harassing women, since, as far as we know of, since 2002. Mm-hmm. 2002, right? How the fuck does he still have a job? I don't care if he has the number one cable network station on all the TV. It doesn't matter. He is a sexual predator and must be stopped. Okay? I don't want to say if it was Bill Cosby. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to say, you know, if it was Chris Hansen with his TV show hunting Bill O'Reilly down. I don't want to say that. But let's just consider the facts, right? Right? Since 2002, how many more women do we need to come forward for Fox News and everybody else to take this shit seriously? Why does this man have... Why is he not locked the fuck up? Come on, man. They not even looking... Yo, the last female. They not looking for him. the last female, I forgot her name, but she ain't even looking for no money. So he can't keep claiming he's the victim and he's the target because he's a famous person. It's not the case. This broad, she ain't even looking for no dough. He touched her. She ain't want it. She said no. She said stop. Why the fuck does he still have a job? Why the fuck is he still employed? Why the fuck is he not locked up? I don't understand. So, you know what? Tonight's episode, King's Corner, is about Bill O'Reilly and the white man getting away with shit. White man's privilege. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know what? Get this motherfucker the fuck out. Y'all want me to do it? I'll do it. Alright? We'll figure this shit out together. But we need to sign a petition, whatever the fuck we... March, whatever. Get him the fuck up out of there. And you know what? I'm done. Fuck Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, I said it. And I hope you heard it too. Little racist bastard. You got it on the wig too. Fuck you talking about? Fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. He like the coach from, what's that? Bobby Boucher. He like that coach. Waterboy ass nigga. Fuck out of here. He like a salted wheat tin. Get the fuck out of here. You like extinct too.
Oh man.
Pretty white girls. I like white girls. How you gonna keep touching them and shit? So, you know, whatever. This is the end of King's Court. I'm done, y'all.
Oh man. This is this week's King's Court. Always the funniest, realest shit. Whew, that's the night show.
It sure was. It sure was.
Another one under our belt. Another good one. 25 on its way. So in the meantime, in between time, this is just my convo.
And, you know, it's me, your boy, King Chuck. And I'm out. Peace.
Peace.